from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And the only way I can really kind of like look at this, you know, with a true objective perspective is this. Any quarterback that I played against who had that dual run-pass capability that I knew that no matter how deep I was as a safety on the football field, he could still put it over my head. Those are the guys who scared me to death. I remember Major Harris from West Virginia when I played against him when I was at Pittsburgh, thinking, this guy can throw it from anywhere. He can beat me at any time. I have to defend the entire field. Josh Allen does that. He does that. It's that simple. I don't know how he's number one on this list.
Louis Riddick, as ESPN almost straight up like unanimously was like, what is this most overrated nonsense? Which again tells me that that ESPN debate shows are lies. Because several people on those panels over the years have said that he's been bad or that he is overrated or blah, 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 blah.
He's a turnover machine.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, like for Kimberly Martin to then suddenly be sticking up for it when she was being straight up dismissive a couple times during some shows with Allen discourse.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Especially when Greeny got the jersey. Yeah. Like that was a whole thing too, you know?
ESPN shows are fake. FS1 shows, they're fake. The debate shows, they're fake. Everything's fake with them. Not everything. Let me rephrase that. But the debate topics are fake because you need someone to be able to speak on the negative for a debate. You have to have someone on the opposing side for a debate.
Yeah.
And that's what debate shows are.
Right. And
there's people yelling at each other.
They're designed to have hot takes spewed in the middle, in between.
To cause reactions.
To cause fans of those teams that the takes are about to react. And the Bills get that a lot.
And once again, I'm going to say it. Don't worry about Josh Allen being overrated.
He's only being overrated because he is
not even that.
Ready? Good.
This is a public service announcement for all Bills fans.
It's a PSA.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I need to stop seeing this because it's going to drive me insane every time that I say something about this. Just because people have a dissenting opinion about the Bills or Josh Allen does not mean we need to get angry about it. People are allowed to have opinions. It's okay for them to be wrong or misinformed, and if they're talking on a logical fallacy, actually call them out on that part. But if it's an opinion that isn't based in fact, it's okay to ignore it and move on. It's healthier, even. And if we had a show that would simulcast this with a camera, I'd be looking directly into the camera and trying to look into the souls of everyone while saying,
with sunglasses on,
do not get mad when people talk smack.
Taking the high road is the exponentially better approach.
It's healthier.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to do this.
Make yourself feel like a better person.
And I feel like this fan base, this fan base more than others, to be louder about arguing back.
Here's what I think.
That in social media circles, people go, oh, that's good bait. It draws the Bills fans in.
Right.
Like, that's why Nick Wright is so hated, because he knows how to play a heel on this fan base.
You're 100% right. Because
his actual show, he's very articulate and he's very good at what he does, and he knows how to talk with facts to back up opinions.
Right. He knows when he drops those banners from the ceiling that
he's got us.
Yes, he's
as a fan base.
He's got you. And listen, it's by design.
This is the couch portion of the show, and I'm putting the whole fan base on the couch right now, okay? I'm going to be the sports therapist. We're putting the fan base on a couch, okay? You do not need to get so uptight.
No.
When the national media, or God forbid, other fan bases say that Josh Allen is overrated, not that good, he's not as good as blah, blah, blah. Again, people are allowed to have opinions, especially fan bases. Fan bases go wild with that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to get mad about this. And it's sounding like I'm getting mad about people getting mad. No, that's not what I'm saying here. And it's not what I'm trying to purvey. We need to. It is an 18-week season that begins this weekend. Or next weekend.
This coming weekend. Yeah.
1 week from today, we're in it.
Yeah, starting Thursday, we're in the football.
Starting Thursday, we're in it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need this to come any sooner than right here, right now. Because, again, NFL players rated Mac Jones 2 years ago as the 85th best player.
And Aaron Rodgers, again, was in the top 100.
Mac Jones has already been benched for Bailey Zappi, who also got cut this preseason, and traded to Jacksonville for peanuts. That is the 85th best player from 2 years ago? No, the players sometimes do not know what they're talking about because they only see a certain amount of opponents.
Right. Your in-division opponents are probably going to know a little bit better, but the players around the league you see maybe once a year. Maybe.
It is okay for players to have opinions and not be correct on them.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I get it.
By the way,
the Bills market's
smaller. Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa were one vote short. Each of them had 10.
Mm-hmm.
Allen had 11.
Right.
Josh Allen was also rated the biggest trash talker, which means that some of those are probably out of spite.
100%.
You ever get beat by someone and they talk that smack directly to you knowing that they're better than you? You don't like that person at that point. You don't like them at all. So of course I'm going to vote that he's overrated. Dude trucked me and went running in for a touchdown.
Yeah, when he stiff arms you 5 yards, throws you out of bounds. Yeah,
like if the Bills did not have Josh Allen, we would hate Josh Allen.
That's exactly what I say. Evan in the update mentioned Mike McDaniel getting the extension, right? He's becoming Florida man. We said that off air. But anyway, his snarky remarks as a head coach, you only don't like it because he's not your head coach, right? And he knows how. He's doing the same thing, right, that the media people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what to say, when to say it in these press conferences to try and get under the fan base's skin and knows what's going to be the next big clip.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the same thing. And if he was our coach, we'd love that.
Yes.
That's just how it is. That's what it is.
Ready? If the Bills didn't have Josh Allen, Bills fans would hate Josh Allen.
Yes.
Because he's so good at what he does.
Just like how we hate Patrick Mahomes.
Because Patrick Mahomes is on our team.
Which basically, I mean, they're similar.
The joke is, we have Patrick Mahomes at home.
But, yeah.
But it's not that big a downgrade.
Yeah. Right.
But we as a fan base need to be better. I cannot express that enough.
I used to be a lot worse with that. Before I started this job, like when I was just an actual like fan, right? It'd go in the group chats and start blowing up.
And nobody's going to accuse me of being the balanced radio persona. Nobody should accuse me of being the fair and balanced, don't cheer in the press box guy. Don't give me a pass to the press box. Please don't.
I mean, you should see us here.
Because I will get myself kicked out, because I will fist bump when I see Josh Allen do a cool thing. I will stand up and say, Shakir Hive, stand up when he makes a play. It does not matter where I am located.
Yeah. Right.
Because
next to
when he makes a play, I'm going to say it. When you will be in the newsroom with me, and Khalil Shakir is going to do something awesome, and Josh and I are going to do the rocket power woogity, 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 woogity. Anytime we see him do something awesome, or Zach, any one of us three, we see Khalil Shakir do something cool, we text each other.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not here.
Yep.
I'm not kidding. And this is about a Bills third-year wide receiver that was picked in the 5th round. So don't confuse me for a soulless you know,
impartial,
media, like impartial, yeah. not soulless, impartial when you have to be journalist. They have that job because they need to cover it and have the locker room access. They cannot have the same emotions that we are allowed to carry. I have a 3-hour show on a Saturday where I'm allowed to spew opinions and be myself for hell or high water. I'm allowed to be me. And this crazy dingbat is gonna tell y'all, calm down. That's it. End of non-high volume rant.
Yeah.
That's how you know that I'm speaking from a great place. I'm not yelling. I'm not trying to be
You're
animated.
You're smiling right now,
I'm
actually.
I'm smiling the
yeah.
whole time. Mm-hmm. It's like nothing about this is upsetting me.
It's like to sit
I'm
down on the couch.
I'm just trying to help everyone be healthy through the season emotionally and mentally.
Yeah.
Because we have a long season ahead of us.
We do.
There's an alleged Super Bowl window closing. And you know what? That's adorable, okay? Let them say it.
Right.
It's adorable that they think that it's all over because the Bills lost players. Every team does it. How well do you reload? The how is going to be fascinating this year. It's actually going to be something I want to look forward to.
Yeah. You just did the sit them down on the couch, put the hand on the shoulder, hey, sport.
Yeah.
Like, that was the talk you just gave.
I've never felt more old in my life. Trying to part wisdom. Than just now.
Wisdom imparted.
Wisdom.
Consider wisdom imparted.
Wisdom has been parted. I don't know if it makes me better. I don't care that it makes me better. I'm not here to say that I'm better than anyone. I'm here to just say what I want to say. And like I said, through hell or high water, somehow I've been given this microphone to do that. I'm thankful for it every time. But we gotta cool it on the reacting.
It'll be better if everyone's cool about the reacting.
Exactly.
Because then they won't get the reaction.
Exactly.
Then they're gonna go harder.
Yeah. Let's really piss
let's
people off.
Let's flip that script.
Let's piss people off this
let's
year.
Let's do what they do to everyone else.
Let's piss everyone off this year and go, okay, cool.
Yeah. Let's flip it.
Let's hit them with the metaphorical K. You ever get that in a text?
I get it. And I, like, from my parents, and I'm like, are you being passive-aggressive with me? Like,
you're right.
My mom said that the other day, and I was
ready?
Like,
Bills Mafia, be passive-aggressive this year. Let's really upset people. Here I'm talking about, like, trying to be healthy with my emotions, and I'm saying, let's make everyone's worse.
Let's just be obnoxiously passive-aggressive.
Let's make everyone else so mad. let's mess with everyone else's emotions instead. I don't know if that's the message I should be conveying.
I mean, I kind of like it. It's different. It's not conveyed anywhere else.
Oh boy.
What else can you say other than
now
K?
I'm going to hell.
What there's gotta be something like cool? Like
no, ready? So Bruce Nolan's been doing this, friend of the program, throughout the off season of if someone's saying something ridiculous to the point where they're not worth arguing with, throw the word pineapple.
Just say something.
Yeah. No, like
that's
it. Like
unrelated.
They say something that just you're not worth talking to anymore. Respond with pineapple.
Yeah, they don't know what to say.
They don't know what to say, and enough of our fan base has picked up on it at the point where, okay, you know to mute that person, don't engage with that person. All right, that's your warning sign. There's your red flag. Pineapple.
Wow. Okay, so it's like
Bruce is one of the best.
It's like the bat signal.
With,
it's just
Bruce
like,
is
hey.
One of the best with advocating for sports mental health.
Yeah.
Of how to watch the game, have fun with it, but also be as logical and healthy as possible doing so. And I'd love to say I'm taking a page out of his book on this in my own unique dumb style.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. I got to start
just
doing
keep
that.
Throwing pineapple around, guys.
My favorite
guys
thing.
Guys and girls, throw pineapple out there, okay?
Pineapple.
If somebody says something that you don't like about what the Bills are or what they think they are, pineapple.
My favorite thing in college used to be engaging in Twitter warrior duels.
No, we don't need to do that.
I don't do it anymore. But pineapple.
I have too much.
Phenomenal.
I have too many hobbies to argue with people constantly. And God love him for it when Nate does it to Dolphins fans and it's a whole bit and he has fun doing it. At least he's having fun doing it. I could never do it.
Does he instigate? Or does
Yeah,
he starts it.
Oh, yeah, Nate totally throws the stick of dynamite at them.
Yeah. See, like, that I can appreciate. Because, like, it's not just, like, defending. It's, oh, I'm going to just...
I'm going to call him out. Yeah, Nate does it himself.
I'm bringing him in.
It's Nate's fault. All right. We said we were going to get to Around the League. I got on a little free-spirited rant.
Yes. Because we're already
we're gonna go and actually do that coming up next. But we'll also be doing plenty more around the league, looking around it, getting at least an AFC East heavy perspective as well. When we have Mark Schofield joining us at 1 o'clock, by the way. Mark Schofield of SB Nation he's been talking to us for years, and I couldn't be happier to get the Mark Schofield NFL preview, trademark pending. Coming in for this show at 1 o'clock. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, Sports Talk Saturday rolls on. Plenty more coming up next year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Here on WGR.
I'm not mad that 11 players not on my team don't like. I actually think that's a term of endearment. When other players don't like me, that means I'm doing something the right way. I am mad at, however, I'm never ever invited to participate in these anonymous surveys. So that's where I find this frustrating. I want to be a part of these surveys too and give my input as well.
That's our quarterback.
Surveys are for the B teams, Josh.
Well, but no, not even that. Like, there's probably some higher name players that also partake in these things.
How do they determine?
But he's right.
Yeah, how do they determine the surveys?
But now, based on those comments, he's never going to be asked to do one of these anonymous surveys because he just publicly said, I want to be part of this. And considering he was the highest rated trash talker, my bet is that those anonymous answers of his would become very public.
Yeah. I can only imagine. Is he lurking on Twitter with a burner account? That's the question. Like, just trash talking.
He's online enough.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is. Like, he even tweeted out the, I was voted number one trash talker. Like, that was great.
Dot, dot, dot.
He's online enough. Which means that when the season starts, he's probably not going to be. But I'm okay with that. All right. Let's get ourselves back on track here.
Yeah.
Because everything is getting ready to go. And let's start with the East, of course. We talked about them in the first segment of the second segment of this show today in the first hour. Really going into detail of questioning life. Why are the Jets being painted as favorites? Dolphins being third, despite, you know, being the biggest challenger, is probably just as perplexing. And, of course, hey, the Bills, we're here, we're still here, and until proven otherwise, they should be considered that.
Yes.
Unless there were major changes within the coach and quarterback, you shouldn't expect the Bills to be any different right now. All right.
They're still going to win games.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Within the AFC East, this one to me is easy enough. The Bills are going to end up being the top team. I don't know if it's going to be 11 or 12 that gets the job done. Maybe even 10 with how fierce the competition is within this year, not just within the AFC East, but the AFC itself altogether. I do think it is going to be the Bills division, though, to take. And if anyone else wants to disagree with that, well, guess what? Tough. Pineapple.
Dropped the pineapple.
Did it.
Yeah. I'm 100% with you. Bills all the way until they lose it, truthfully.
Exactly.
It's just how it's going to be. It's like the Patriots, right?
Slow down.
Well, the dynasty with Brady, right? Like, that was like, it's not anyone else's division to be favored
Ready?
Until they lose it.
I'll give you a better comparable. The Packers.
Yeah.
The North was theirs until it wasn't under Aaron Rodgers.
Right. That was just gone.
And even when they wouldn't win the division with Aaron Rodgers, they were still the favorites to do so anyway.
Mm-hmm. I guess Aaron Rodgers is the reason, even at 40 years old.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Sure.
Anyway.
I'm going Bills, Dolphins, Jets, Patriots, the very predictable finish.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Jets stay in third place. The Dolphins are going to be fighting with the Bills, I would say, duking it out. They'll be close again coming towards the end of the season, and the Patriots are just plus 2,600, so I don't see anything going on there with Jacoby Brissett. So, especially first-year head coach, too. Not the greatest odds to do anything crazy this season. So, I got the Bills.
Yep.
You want to go?
I'm actively writing these down now.
I'm keeping a log of this. A bet might be placed. I might feel the good vibes.
All right.
If we go through.
So we'll move to the AFC North.
Okay.
And Baltimore is very good at being a consistent team. However, I do think that Cincinnati takes it back.
Yeah.
They had a down year and had Joe Burrow injured twice.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is good enough that he helps challenge the North and its hierarchy to where it seems like the Ravens and Bengals are now just going to be alternating with Jackson and Burrow at the helm.
Yeah.
They'll be alternating with each other until proven otherwise. Again, trends. Look at them. Study them. Use them. I'm going with the Bengals here because they almost snuck into the playoffs with Jake Browning. I think they're good enough, especially with Joe Burrow coming back healthy. As swagless as that Cody Rhodes lookalike is right now.
Yeah. If you do a fantasy draft on Sleeper and click on him, by the way, it's Eminem that pops up. The picture. They changed his picture to Eminem.
No
Slim
way.
Slim Shady. Yeah, I'll show you. Yeah. If you click on Joe Burrow, like, in a draft, it's Eminem's face.
That's kind of cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going Bengals first, Ravens two.
Okay. Bengals first, Ravens two.
And then I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
I would, too.
Because Mike Tomlin has some voodoo magic that ensures that they will never finish below 500 in his lifetime.
Yeah. And you've got,
I think that extends here.
Yeah, you've got the creep in Ken Dorsey in Cleveland, too, so I'm not going to.
Watson, oh boy.
Yeah.
The contract extension. That,
yes.
Or not extension, the
the worst contract in the NFL.
The restructure.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do it? Mm. He now has the most unmovable contract.
Yeah.
Even more than he already had.
And he's done nothing for you, and he probably will do nothing for you. He's not the same quarterback he was in Texas.
So you're thinking the same thing? Bengals,
yes.
Ravens, Steelers, Browns?
Yes.
All right.
The Brown, especially Ken Dorsey just overcomplicates every offense he touches. Deshaun's not going to be able to do anything with
that. Especially with how he has been.
Yes.
Yeah, quarterback was not the problem for them.
No.
Or it was, but it wasn't. Mayfield was fine. He played through an injured, torn labrum in his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I've torn the labrum in my hip. That man was trying to throw a football with that?
Right.
On his non-throwing shoulder, but like, he's trying to hold a football like that? Good Lord.
Yeah, and then he gets benched and cut and or traded, whatever it was, because he wasn't playing well enough. No, missed me.
They wanted a grown-up. They wanted an adult at quarterback.
That guy gave everything he had for you and your franchise, and you did that to him. I'm out. Browns, if you want to talk poverty franchise, Cleveland.
Cleveland. All right. Moving to the South. The Texans should be your runaway favorites here based on being the trendy pick. And I'm going to agree. It's what happens after that that's going to be the confusing part.
Muy interesante at the point. Jacksonville could get frisky. I have no idea. It's just Trevor Lawrence. Is he going to be back to what he was two seasons ago? Or will he be last season's Trevor Lawrence?
Now, out of principle, I'm putting the Titans last. I have to.
I know.
They could be legitimately good. I'm putting them in last.
That was one of my first.
Out of principle.
Especially after that commercial.
Oh, yeah.
With the mayo fragrance. Parfum de mayo.
Yes.
Yeah, no. No.
Yeah, no. Parfum de mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. And putting Hellmann's in your coffee. What are you, nuts?
Yeah. You know what? But again, the Titans, they also have the worst looking uniforms in the history of ever.
They do. The Texans also kind of played into the Houston colors, by the way. Did you see that with their H-Town jerseys? Love that.
Yeah.
Jacksonville and Indianapolis, this is where I could get a little... Because Anthony Richardson was really put on a show last year before he got injured.
Yep.
And Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman Jr., I think truthfully that I'd go Colts over Jags. I think the Colts are going to overtake the Jaguars this year.
Well, I was going to do the same thing. And you know what? Why not keep the AFC the exact same here?
Why not?
We're just going to...
For the ease of note-taking.
Yes,
we'll keep
the ease of note-taking. We're not really doing much different here with our thinking here.
No.
Our logic seems to be in lockstep.
I'm an Anthony Richardson believer. I know some people aren't, but truthfully, before he was injured...
Colts also have a talented roster.
Yes, they do.
Did a lot with less under center last year, with Richardson getting hurt not once but twice, and then Gardner Minshew almost getting them there.
Yeah, and he earned a starting spot in Vegas, too, from that. So, you know, we'll see how Minshew does.
That might have more to do with Aiden O'Connell than Gardner Minshew.
Right.
But
he had starting experience the year before, so it's a good, solid pickup.
Despite the limitations, the Colts almost did it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The AFC West.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we know who we have to put up front.
Yeah, I think it's the person who's minus 270 on the odd sheet here, the Kansas City Chiefs. So,
but from here, what happens?
That's a good question. The Broncos are plus 2,000, by the way.
Do you ever trust the Chargers to do anything right?
See, my brother's a Chargers fan, so I'm a little biased because I root like second-handedly for the Chargers, you know? Especially to trump the Chiefs in any game they play against them, to knock that record down. With Harbaugh as the coach, Herbert fully healthy this season, Ladd McConkey, a nice quick slot receiver they drafted, who a lot of people wanted on the Bills. I would take Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. That's how it would go from Chiefs, I think. Because the Chargers ended at the bottom last year, if I'm not mistaken. And I think the Broncos are going to be fine with Bo Nix, but it's also a starter season for him. So I wouldn't put too much on him.
Bo Nix has also been playing college football longer than I've been here at the radio station. So,
Not the Bo from draft day. Yeah, but...
Now, I'm going to pull one on you here.
Okay.
What are the odds on Denver finishing second in the division?
They're only as division winners I have the odds for. So they're plus 2,000 to win it. So I would assume.
Oh, yeah. No, that's because the Chiefs exist.
Yeah.
I'm picking Denver to finish second.
If I were putting odds on it, probably be like plus 400. It's probably not crazy.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going with Denver to finish second because I can never trust a Greg Roman led offense.
Yeah.
Especially with a talented quarterback like Herbert.
Right. Greg Roman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the offensive coordinator.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. There you go, baby.
Oh, yikers.
Yikes.
Okay. I'm going to.
Indeed. Yeah.
I'm going to make a split list for the AFC West because it's the one we've differentiated on so far.
Well, I'm writing it all down, too. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
I've got it here. I've got it here. So now we move on to the NFC.
Okay.
And probably one of the most fascinating divisions, the NFC East. Philadelphia should be rebounding from their late season collapse. Hopefully. They put Matt Patricia in charge of the defense and points got scored. What are the odds?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking I'm taking the Eagles over the Cowboys here because I do think they are one of the more talented teams in football, and they should be able to get their head on right after what happened last year. Nick Sirianni's seat is warm, which means that it's time to get it in order or you're done. And I think he's going to be a coach that responds to that pressure proper.
Yeah. The Eagles, by the way, are favored minus 140. The Cowboys are plus 175 to win.
Mm-hmm. And they should be a trendy pick to do so, though. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting. I'm picking Eagles. I'm with you on that one. I also just can't root for Dallas in any... Like, you have Tennessee. I have the Cowboys.
Now, how bad are the Giants and Commanders going to be this year?
Giants outdo the Commanders.
So we're the same.
Yeah.
All right, yep.
Mm-hmm. But the Giants, Daniel Jones.
Is bad.
Or good.
And he hasn't played in a while, though. That's the other problem.
Right. there's going to be some growing pains getting back in the saddle there. I mean, you saw that first preseason game. That was atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
That was bad.
That was bad.
Yeah, so...
And while preseason pledge, I don't think Daniel Jones was ever good to begin with.
No. He got paid way too quickly after...
He got paid way too quickly.
They could have...
After an okay season.
Look at the quarterbacks that could have drafted.
Yeah.
And you're stuck with Daniel Jones.
Yep.
Tommy DeVito comes in. Tommy Cutlets. And he does better than Daniel Jones last season.
No, he was bad.
For two games.
We need to let that story die.
For two games, he did better.
We need to let that story die.
He's still on the team, right? He's the backup?
I don't know. I don't care enough about Tommy DeVito. All right, NFC North. The Packers are probably becoming a trendy pick despite the Lions' dominance.
They're plus 200. The Lions are plus 130.
So the Lions still are the favorites, as they should be. Made the NFC Championship game. They have a very good roster. And I think that they are the team to beat once again. Though the Packers are a fascinating group, it was also a sudden flash in the pan in the second half of the season. We need to see them do it through an entire year before you could actually think that they should be favorites to win the NFC North.
Yeah. I'm going to go crazy.
Okay, here we go.
Chicago.
In first?
Yep.
whatever sort of wager we put on here, I might be eating good. You pick the Bears?
Listen.
Okay.
Preseason pledge, everything aside, I want a gutsy one in here. You know, like that, that's where I'm
that's
at.
That's fair.
And here's the thing. They're only plus 100 off of mm-hmm. the other two.
Yep.
Like, it could happen. They look at their schedule, too. They have a last-place schedule
that
wherever they finished. Like, they can do it. I truthfully think they can win enough games to be the one seed in the NFC North.
Yep. All right.
Especially with Caleb Williams. He seems to be...
What's the rest of it looking like in the North here for you, though?
Oh, it goes Detroit, Green Bay, Vikings.
Okay.
Especially with Sam Darnold running the show in Minnesota.
The poor Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
All right. May we get a high second round pick out of it in Buffalo. All right. NFC South. I mean, Tampa's the only one that's not bad.
Right, and Baker Mayfield's shown that they can make a playoff appearance and be fine. So I'm taking Tampa Bay. The Falcons are minus 145 to win with Kirk Cousins and company running the show now,
though. I forgot
though.
About that.
Yeah, so that could get interesting there.
But also Atlanta.
Yeah.
A team that does not seem managerially... They don't look like they know what they're doing.
Yeah, and Kirk Cousins is coming off of a ruptured Achilles as well.
Yeah, if I'm saying the same thing about Aaron Rodgers, I should be saying it about Kirk Cousins.
And, I mean...
Furthermore,
you probably can win
the
that
Atlanta
division
Falcons
at 8-7.
Also are making decisions that don't make sense.
Yeah.
They sign Cousins to that deal. They draft Penix. They don't play him in the preseason at all.
Yeah. Right.
What are you doing? Get a grip, 28-3. Figure it out. And for that, I'm putting them in last.
Okay. Okay. You're putting the Panthers over them?
Yes. As garbage as the roster has been, they at least look like they're trying to stabilize. Trying. Atlanta, I have no respect for because they don't know what they're doing.
Okay. I'll go Tampa, Atlanta, Saints, Panthers. I just think the Saints are still just not great.
The problem is that they're not great. The Saints are just not bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're
just mediocre.
They're
yeah.
mediocre defined mm-hmm. for like the last... 7 years, and that's including with Drew Brees there.
Yeah.
They're just there for a while now, and I think that's what puts them in second of the South.
Yes.
But I'm expecting an Atlanta collapse because they don't know what they're doing.
Okay. I like it.
All right.
NFC West.
NFC West.
Niners. Are you going Niners? Or you got someone else?
I'm not.
Mm.
I'm doing this thing that happens every couple of few years or so.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk in sentences. I get paid to do this. Something that happens to San Francisco every couple of years or so, where everyone gets hurt.
Oh yeah.
I'm thinking that hammer swings that way again on the pendulum, and the Niners get knocked around on their roster the way that the Bills preseason injury list look like. Mere cannon fodder.
Yeah. Well, that happened. That's why Brock Purdy's even playing quarterback.
Exactly.
It completely took out their QB room, except for him.
Yes.
And then it did take him out. So Christian McCaffrey had to play quarterback in the playoffs.
But also, this happens to San Fran every couple of years, where their entire roster falls off a cliff and is on the injury report.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking 20 to 30 players out for the year. Kind of bad.
See, I have a bias, though. I have family in San Francisco, so that's my NFC rooting interest, I would say, if there is one. So
I'm going Rams, Seahawks.
Rams, Seahawks.
Niners.
Oh.
Because I think the injury...
The injury bug's really going to hit. You're banking on the injury bug.
And if it hits... when it hits the 49ers, they miss the playoffs.
Okay.
Because that's what happens to them. They get hit so hard with it, they miss the playoffs.
Right. Christian McCaffrey, can he play a full healthy season?
He has proven to do it now.
I know.
But the thing is, when San Fran gets hit with the injury bug, they get to like 5-6 wins.
Yeah, they...
It's like usually disastrous, and I think that bad luck swings around for them again.
Right, and there's not going to be a saving grace in Brock Purdy to stop it this time around like it was last time.
Right.
Okay. Listen, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm going to take the 49ers to be third.
That could get interesting. So I took all the division winners we picked, or I picked, really. I took the Bears. I don't know if I'm going to do that on the actual
bet. What's the rest of it look like for you for the West?
Oh, the West. Niners, Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals. That's pretty much the order. I only did the winners in a parlay here.
Okay.
It's plus 96,000.
Yeah, because you threw the Bears in there.
Even with the Lions, it's plus 50,000. So if I put 10 bucks, that's $5,000 if it comes out.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend like I know anything about gambling. But Joe and I are going to track this through the rest of the year.
Maybe we'll put a friendly wager on our picks.
Yes.
Whoever wins buys a bucket of wings for the...
For the newsroom when we watch games here?
Yes. For the playoffs, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. For the playoffs, usually we get that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Or just... Our bosses take care of us during the playoffs.
You know what? After Sports Talk Saturday show, whoever wins treats the other to a meal.
Wing dish?
Wing dish.
Certain place around the corner?
Yes.
All right, I like it.
All right.
All right, there we go.
There boom, we go. Boom, boom,
boom. Boom. Let's go. All right. Most of it's the same.
Yeah, except for the Bears.
When it comes to division winners, it's the Bears. Otherwise, it's... Me not having faith in the Chargers, the Falcons in particular, and...
49ers.
The 49ers.
Yeah.
There's my differences. You have the Bears elevating to plateaus that I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Pretty standard for anything than that.
You have pretty standard picks. Otherwise, you were just like, hey, you know what? Why not the Bears?
If there's not a little bit of chaos within the world, come on. Like, I just needed to
because
make
the
a
thing
pick
is
that wasn't
that
vanilla, you know?
There's also a trend that we've also made sure we didn't straight up ignore. You picked the Bears, I picked the Rams. We picked the Bengals. Because there are at least a couple of teams. Oh, and the Eagles. There are teams that change over division winners every year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have four different ones from the previous year. They're just in different spots.
Right. I'm going to place this bet and forget I did it, and then...
Bears, Rams are the two noteworthy ones here.
Yeah.
But the Bengals did not win the division last year. They didn't even make the playoffs. The Eagles did not win the division. They collapsed. And the Bears and the Rams definitely didn't win their divisions. One far higher in the draft than the other. All right. We come back. Put up a quick segment because we've got to make time for Mark Schofield, who's making time for us, joining us at 1 o'clock here on Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR. All right, quick segment, mini segment here, and more or less the premise of this one is that the Iowa Hawkeyes are an affront to college football. They are... I don't want to say something to get me like in trouble, but they're everything wrong with offense in football.
Yeah, pretty much.
They could get outscored routinely by the Buffalo Sabres of 2 years ago.
Yes. In football.
Yes.
If they were playing football.
Like, no, the scoreboard. The Sabres could score 5 goals, lose 6-5, and still have more points than the Iowa Hawkeyes in a football game.
Just makes me nauseous knowing that. That's like, ugh. That's really bad.
The Iowa Hawkeyes.
Any NIL deals there?
I don't know. But
not for long if there are.
If there are, it's for like stonewalls.
Hey, you went to the same school as Caitlin Clark. How about that?
They're not an affront to college basketball.
I know. I was just making,
they're an affront to
football. Football.
I was making a joke about that.
Caitlin Clark could probably have more assists in a game than Iowa scores in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are, by the way, playing the Illinois State Redbirds.
Just the silence says it all.
And they are averaging 3.2 yards per carry, 3.9 yards per pass attempt.
Yikes.
And Illinois State, by the way, the numbers are even uglier, averaging 2.2 yards per pass attempt.
Jeez.
They just don't like points. That's what it is. All right, we got to go. Mark Schofield coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.